Now, straight from the headlines, we bring you the latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at the San Diego Performance Academy. And my guest today is Craig Williams. Craig is an information technology specialist at the Campo Fire Department. And he's here to cover probably the hottest issue in East County, which is, are we prepared for wildfires and responding to structure fires and medical calls? And just how prepared or unprepared is the new county fire authority? Now, the fire authority has been going around flooding the media with videos and press releases, touting its success in improving fire protection in the unincorporated areas of San Diego. But, Craig, you have a little different story to tell.
Yes, unfortunately, it is a hot issue. I like that. That's very good. The information you get from the county, from their press releases and videos about the status of the fire authority and the status of fire service in San Diego County, when you look a little deeper into it, it's not really accurate.
Now, you have some specifics. I was at a meeting where Supervisor Jacob had brought in people from the county fire authority and the various planning groups and fire groups who were concerned about what they're seeing out here. This was after our report had uncovered the Boulevard fire station being closed for 2 months during fire season, and that actually came about from some of the data that you dug out. But you ended that meeting rather explosively, passing around a report that showed just how understaffed some of these fire stations appear to be. Give us some examples, Craig, of what you found, first of all, at your own Campo station, what was claimed and what you found.
Well, at Campo Station, last year was one of our worst years ever as far as staffing. 5 years ago, before the fire authority started, the volunteer stations recruited and trained their own people, and they actually worked for free. There wasn't any stipend involved. And the last year that we had absolutely control over the situation was 2010, and Campo Fire had only 8 dark days all year, and the dark day, of course, is when the station is dark, there's nobody there, the lights are turned off. So that was 8 in 2010. Calendar year 2013, as of October 31st, we had had 71 dark days.
71 dark days where the station was completely closed. And I believe there were additional days where there was only one person there, right?
Well, actually, yeah, that's the total. There were 42 days when nobody was there, and 29 days when there was only one person there who effectively cannot do anything. They can't leave the station with one person.
Right.
Drive the truck.
You need a crew to run a
so
truck.
So two together equal to 71
so
days.
So 71 effectively dark days. So versus 8 before. So how is that an improvement? The county fire authority, we all thought, was supposed to improve that. Now, even on the days, however, when it was staffed, you found that the average was only 1.7 firefighters per station, not even 2 per station across all of them. Now, you looked at it beyond your own station. You then took a look at all of the stations in the rural areas, and you found that the number of total staff that was claimed was actually sort of an inflated figure in that it included an awful lot of administrative personnel and people who would never be available to actually help put a fire out. Can you give us some examples?
Yes, I've been involved with Campo Fire since 2000, when I found out it was a volunteer station, and I moved to Campo to retire. It was a volunteer station, so they had very poor radios and no computers, and with my background in radios and computers, I've been able to help them for quite a few years. And I've been fighting this fight for a number of years. It culminated the middle of last year when there was another video on the county website about how they had 500 volunteer firefighters.
Yeah, 476, and, I think.
Yeah, they'd gone up before that. That was November. Before that, they had gone up over 500 in the middle of last year.
Okay, and of those, how many are guys that or women who can't fight a fire?
That's part of the problem. And again, that particular thing that started me off, there were 10 stations that were totally dark, and all 10 of them were in Diane Jacobs' district. All 10, and I advised her that. There might have been dark in other
districts. What was her reaction when you told her that, Craig?
She was shocked. She had no idea this was going on.
Okay.
That was her response to me. So just on an average, when we did that meeting in November, they had listed, and now I've got to turn.
I've got the numbers here. I'll read them off. In the November meeting, they had listed 476 members in the San Diego County Fire Authority roster. However, of those, once you toss out the administrative personnel and so forth, it left only 246, or about half of them, who were actually even listed as firefighters. And of those, 23 of them hadn't pulled a shift in the last 3 months, so they're really not working. And then even fewer, only 7 of them, were listed as water tender drivers. That's across all these stations in the rural areas, folks. And only 101 of them were listed as drivers for the fire engines, 62 of whom were active, and 7 of those never pulled a shift. So in the last 3 months. So basically, are you saying, Craig, that at a lot of these stations there was either nobody there at all, nobody who could drive a fire truck, nobody who could drive a water tender?
Yeah, that's the basic problem, is the ability to get in the truck and take it outside the station.
Now let's show this as a real-world example here. The Hannah Anderson fire, where the kidnapper had her mother and her brother inside this home and set it on fire. How long did it take for fire trucks to get there?
Well, fortunately, Cal Fire Station and White Star responded fairly quickly, and then they brought in the stations from Campo and surrounding stations at Cal Fire. These are wildland fire units that have 300-400 gallons of water on them. The problem was that the closest water tender was 45 minutes away, because the Boulevard Station, where the water tender is, was dark. And our Campo Station, that was one of the new water tenders that the county bought them. Mm-hmm. The Campo Station, with our water tender that the Indian Gaming Grant bought us, we were dark too.
Two of the closest stations were dark, and there was no water tender within 45 minutes. So they ran out of water.
Yeah, well, and I wonder why people don't ask the question, because one of the local news stations ran videos of this fire at 45 minutes after it started, of course, because it took them a while to get up there. In a video, you see 5 firefighters. 4 of them are standing around. The 5th one is squirting a little inch-and-a-half water hose on this massive fire, because that's all the water he had.
Now, the other thing is that there's an average of only 1.7 firefighters. Assuming station's not closed, not having a dark day, even when it's open, there's only 1.7 firefighters per station on average. Craig, how many firefighters does it take to properly respond to a house fire? Let's suppose my house is on fire, I live out there, and I'm trapped inside up on the second story or something. Are these firefighters going to get there in time to save me?
Well, probably not. Hopefully you have a good escape plan. And they commonly call that in the backcountry surround and drown, because our lead times are long, 15 mm-hmm. or 20 minutes sometimes.
This is really threatening lives.
Yeah. And you have to have a minimum of 4, probably 5 firefighters before you can go inside, because you have to have 2 inside, 2 outside to rescue the 2 inside.
Now, 15 to 20 minutes for response time is a long time. The federal standard, I believe, is something like 8 minutes or 9 minutes. I know I've heard it said that within 8 minutes, a small fire can fully engulf a structure. In the urban areas, by contrast, I live in the San Miguel District, for instance, which has some urban and some rural, but they have an average response time of around 8 minutes, and I know they get really worried if it gets to be even a minute over that. A lot of stations, it's 6 minutes or 7 minutes.
When I moved to the backcountry after 30-some years in La Mesa, I didn't have any unrealistic expectations. It's wilderness area out there. Mm-hmm. The 800 square miles of the Mountain Empire is 2% of the county's population. So I would not expect any kind of city response times out in the middle of nowhere, because mm-hmm. you'd have a fire station every 10 miles and every 2,000 people, and that's just not feasible. Mm-hmm. So you need, when you live out there, to be somewhat independent. You really need to have escape plans. You really need to fireproof your vehicle and your neighborhood and your structures. But unfortunately, the other part of it is 90% of the fire calls are medical aid. A number of us are senior citizens. We figure if we can't survive the 45 minutes it takes to get to the hospital, well, that's it. So
yeah, so the dark days, at the very least, if you got these dark days stopped and got somebody there that's a medical personnel, that would certainly save some lives.
And they have done that to some extent. Some of the departments have pickup trucks with medical response on it, and they have a listing, a new category, as emergency medical responder. And as of April 3rd of this year, they had one member listed as an emergency medical responder.
Oh, my goodness, just one. For the entire, how many square miles is it back here? Incredible.
Oh, lots. This is for the whole county.
For the whole county.
But, you know, keep in mind, all the firefighters are EMTs.
Yeah. Okay. Now, another issue. So after you passed out this report and kind of embarrassed some of the fire personnel, I think, and surprised Supervisor Jacob, showing how severely understaffed these stations were across the county and how many dark days a lot of them were having, I understand that now you can't get at that information anymore. Tell me about that, Craig.
Well, there's been an update to the county computer system, and I'm sure it was just a normal update. We used to be able to tell from our station how many stations were not staffed. We can't do that now.
So I think you're being a little facetious there when you're saying you're sure that this is there's no relationship between.
I spent 47 years in the information technology business, and these things happen. But we can see in our Battalion 4, which is basically Campo Lake Marina and Pine Valley mm-hmm. up to the Imperial County line, we can see what stations are not manned in our battalion, but we can't see the rest of the county anymore.
So we're going to be asking the County Fire Authority and our supervisors why there's this cover-up of this information. Maybe it was just an innocent mistake. Maybe it was somebody trying to cover the information up. We really don't know, but we intend to find out and be doing some public records requests to try to get at that information and hopefully get that back opened up, because I think it's extremely important for the public and media to be able to know whether our fire stations are manned or not. Now, another issue. As you've said, Craig, the number one responsibility of government is public safety. Let's look at some dollars and compare just how much San Diego County is spending compared to some other places. Now, I remember after the 2003 or 2007 fires, Senator Feinstein convened a hearing here on the issue, and she put the chairman of the Board of Supervisors in the hot seat at that time, and she asked him, how much do you spend on firefighting? And he said he didn't know. She said, well, I do, because my staff looked it up, and she read off the number. She then proceeded to bring up the fire chiefs or representatives from the fire stations in Riverside, Orange County, Los Angeles County, and ask them how much they spent. And guess what? It was a lot more, in some cases 10 times more for counties that didn't have any more land area. So we were wondering if that's improved, and I understand you've done a little bit of research on that, Craig. First off, let's start off. How much did our county spend last year on firefighting?
They will give you a lot of numbers, and the supervisors are fond of talking about how they've spent $250 some million
over many years.
Many years in 07, and forget to tell you, a lot of that was equipment that we've established. There's
okay, so if
drive.
We just look at the operations,
the operational budget,
which is staffing,
is $15 million a year.
$15 million a year,
which,
and that's all they're spending.
Includes the 18 bureaucrats of the fire authority.
And most of that comes from the federal grants, right?
I really don't know. It's out of the county general fund. You know, they can move things around all day long.
Okay, let's just use that figure, though. $15 million total from all sources for the operations, which is basically the staffing, the actual firefighting. How does that compare with any other county that you looked at that would be comparable?
Well, we looked at Riverside because Riverside continues to do what San Diego did in the late 70s. In the late 70s, San Diego contracted with Cal Fire to provide all the fire protection services.
Mm-hmm.
They backed out of that in the late 70s because it was too expensive, created a volunteer and small fire agencies. And then at the time, 5 years ago, like for Campo, for instance, our budget was about $65,000 a year.
That's all you got, $65,000.
Wow. So, you know, we sell a lot of cookies and have spaghetti dinners and that sort of thing.
Okay, so how much is Riverside County spending on its firefighting?
Riverside County has a unique situation because they do, in fact, hire Cal Fire to take care of all their unincorporated areas in a number of their small cities.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a fire authority per se. The operation is under their Office of Emergency Services with the normal staff that they would have.
So different structuring.
And Cal Fire is the chief and runs all the stations. And if you look at the website for the Riverside County Fire, you'll see the chief has got his Cal Fire patch on.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a fire authority chief. $230 million.
They spend $230 million, and our county spends $15 million. How big is Riverside County compared to San Diego County? Is it bigger, smaller, or about the same?
It's smaller in land mass.
So they're spending...
Smaller in population.
Well over 15 times the money, 15 times more money on a smaller amount of land up there than we are down here. And we've had the two worst wildfires in California history.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look and San Diego County is bigger than 21 other states. And the five-year report that San Diego County put out recently on their fire plan noted that San Diego County was as big as the state of Connecticut. And one could imagine the state of Connecticut with 165 firefighters.
Now, you're a conservative yourself. You're not a wild-eyed liberal spender, Craig, by any means, based on comments I know that you've posted on our website and on various issues. But it sounds to me like you're saying, bottom line, is they just need to spend a whole lot more money than they're spending on firefighting. Is that the bottom line?
Well, yes. I started out with this project the middle of last year, hoping they would at least be honest with the citizens in their reporting when they put out numbers and when they make innuendos like they bought all this equipment, therefore it probably is being used when we now know it can't be.
Yeah, I've heard you say that you don't really need any more equipment. What you need is a lot more manpower.
Yeah, that's never been the problem. When they started this thing after the 07 fires, they got the volunteer departments and the small departments together in the back countries.
A devil's advocate, where would the money come from? I know people out there have also been resistant to, for example, you know, any time someone mentions the word fire tax or fire fees, people just about break out in hives over it. They don't want that. So where would the money come from to fund this? If you could wave your magic wand or we put you in charge of the supervisors tomorrow, what would you do to get that money?
Well, they probably wouldn't like my philosophy because, again, the primary purpose of government is to provide public services that citizens cannot provide themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can't create your own police department. You can't create your own fire department.
Right.
You can't build your own paved roads. So until those things are accomplished fairly effectively, other projects like making sure the last 20% have high-speed internet is really not under preview of government. That's a private enterprise kind of thing.
So things like some of these parks they've been building, or, you know, last time I was downtown, I noticed the supervisors were building a lovely waterfront park around their own building and demolishing the parking lots and building whole new underground, you know, multi-story parking structures. I couldn't help but wondering, Craig, how many millions of dollars were spent on that project and how many firefighters you might have been able to hire for a number of years, at least drivers for the fire trucks maybe and the water tenders. What does a water tender get paid?
The volunteers, and you know, they talk about community volunteers. There are no community volunteers anymore. Because of requirements that the Sacramento legislature has put on, volunteers have to have the same level of training as a paid firefighter. And the only way the county has been able so far to respond to that is to be a reserve or volunteer and get $80 a shift, and some get a little more because...
$80 a shift.
The shift is 24 hours. 24-hour shift. In order to get to that basic position, the firefighter one position, you have to go to the fire academy, which currently is Heartland Fire Academy out in El Cajon. You have to go for 6 months, 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. Now, people like me that are long retired could do that, except being a lifelong smoker, I can't pass a physical.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to resign as my public affairs job that I had at the fire department.
So with all this fancy training, I know when we were there at the meeting in Supervisor Jacob's office in November, the guys from the fire authority were telling us that, you know, this is kind of a bump in the road and we've got all these people that we're going to be training. How many more have actually been trained since November that you're aware of for these key positions, Craig?
Well, there's been the 50 that graduated from the first academy, I think 49 of them. I think we've got one of those left.
In Campo.
There's probably 30 of them, 40 of them left maybe. A number went to paid firefighting jobs. The problem is even after they come out of the academy, then they have to go through another number of months to get their driver operator permit before they can drive the fire truck.
But we're almost into fire season now. I mean, it's April,
Yeah.
July is not very far away here.
Well, we had a fire recently, the gunfire that was up off of Sunrise Highway that took a little bit to get under control because, of course, they were winds. So all of these aerial resources the county is so proud of were all sitting on the ground. And, you know, there were people
and
hiking out to the fire that thank God for the hand crews in CAL FIRE.
Yeah, when there's high winds, and you've had 100-mile-an-hour winds out there during the Harris Fire, you can't fly aircraft then. And, of course, if it's nighttime, the fire starts, heaven forbid, at night. It's the boots on the ground. That's really the only defense, unless it gets big enough that they can bring in these giant fly-at-night, maybe military planes or something. But in the early stages, the boots on the ground, the firefighters at the front lines are really the most important thing, correct?
Well, yes, and nothing's really changed since Benjamin Franklin established the first volunteer fire department in the United States. Unfortunately, what the public sees, and you can see them any time because you just go into YouTube and Google San Diego County Fire Authority, and you'll find all these wonderful videos. There's two points they make in the video. The first point is we'll never have an event like we did in 03 and 07. And the second point is we've got all this equipment that we're going to operate. Well, the first point, of course, anyone with any fire experience will tell you the only reason the 07 and the 03 fires went out is because the wind quit blowing. And then they could put the fire out. And we've already established the fact that all this fancy equipment doesn't have anybody to operate it anyway.
So with this severe shortage of the staffing that you've laid out for us, how great will the risk be the next time a wind-driven firestorm gets started? Do you believe that we are safer today or less safe, Craig, than we were before?
It's sort of a trick question. We're probably just as safe as we were before because those kind of fires are handled by CAL FIRE. Mm-hmm. And have never been taken up by the roles of the volunteers. We played some roles in Campo in both the fires as first in with our equipment and stayed on for a number of days. The real issue is the fires start in Colorado, then they go to Arizona, then they go to Northern California, and then they go to L.A., and then they come down here.
Right.
In a normal rainy year. With this extended drought, these lightning fires are going to start very shortly in Northern California. Are going to be much bigger. The potential for bigger fires is better than it's been in 100 years. As long as we're the only fire in town, it's fine. I mean, we get a fire here, the Shockey fire back there a couple of years ago, south of Boulevard. They had CAL FIRE units all the way from Fresno that came in. So there's enough initial attack from CAL FIRE, which has had increased staffing and new equipment the last few years. They're doing a great job with the wilderness and wildland. They'll get stuff out of Riverside. They'll get stuff out of all the way up the state if necessary. The problem is when you get into these extended fire seasons where it's already thin. Mm-hmm. There are fires in Northern California, Central California, and
what
down
happens
in Southern
if your
California.
House catches fire? You're saying there may not be anybody there.
You need fire insurance. You need good clearance around your property, and that's just the way it is when you live out in the country. My personal opinion is if it wasn't for the 03 and the 07 fires, there would have been nothing done, as there had been nothing done by the county since the late 70s. But these two fires impacted the people in the city. They burned through the country and burned into the city. So now you've got the city involved, and you have a lot more people, and they put up a lot bigger stink.
Yes.
So the politicians had to answer to them.
Now, you're an information technology specialist, Craig. Apart from the shortages in the staffing that you've identified at these rural fire stations, I understand there's also some problems with some of these much-touted computers that were brought in. Tell us what happened there.
About 4 years ago, they spent some federal grant money, and they bought very good and very expensive, and rightly so.
Yeah,
and
$2,000 a piece or more.
About four.
$4,000.
The Panasonic Toughbooks, and you really need that for the fire service. And the problem is they bought that with grant money, knowing full well they had no money to buy any application software for them, no money even to initialize the GPS systems they installed, certainly no money to do the 3G internet so they could actually communicate with the dispatch center, and no money to buy the software at the dispatch center to interface with the system.
So bottom line, what is the answer here? We've seen severe cuts in the number of firefighters, not nearly enough water tender drivers, not nearly enough firefighters, questions with the software and how what limited resources there are is being spent. What, in your view, Craig, needs to be done? What is realistic that could and should be done to make us safer out in these backcountry communities?
The bottom line is 5 years, maybe 6 years ago now, when they started this whole fire authority thing, they brought us together, all the volunteer departments and the small agencies, and says, what do you really need? And we said, well, we need two things. We need more trained firefighters, and we'd like to have some centralized purchasing and equipment maintenance.
How much of that has happened?
We don't have more trained firefighters, but there are fewer. There are no community volunteers left anymore because they can't meet the new requirements.
So to be clear, we have far fewer firefighters in the rural areas today than we did before the 2007 wildfires.
That's correct. And that, of course, does not include CAL FIRE. They're a whole different ballgame. We're talking about smaller fire agencies like Campo and Borrego Springs.
The ones who would respond if your house is on fire, your business is on fire. What can or should the public do about this if they're concerned, Craig?
I think you ought to contact your local supervisor, no matter where you're at in the county. And you may want to go by your local fire department and see if you're one of the ones affected. Probably half the fire departments in the county are affected by this. The fire authority says they have 54 active fire stations. Tell them to get their priorities in effect. The priorities, you can also find the five-year plan, the SDCFA five-year plan on the internet. It's interesting as you look over their goals. Here's the future goals for the San Diego Fire Authority. Maintain well-trained volunteer firefighters. That's goal number six. It's behind improve regional fire prevention and public awareness, whatever that means. It's behind maintain facilities, equipment, technology, and apparatus. Everybody loves technology. I've been in it since vacuum tubes, and unless you throw a computer at the fire, put out the burning bush, it doesn't do you much good. It's behind maintaining strong relationships. It's behind cost-effective services, excellent customer service, and behind fiscal sustainability. All of those are ahead of goal number six, maintain well-trained volunteer firefighters.
And I'm assuming you're going to tell us that maintaining those well-trained volunteer firefighters really needs to go back to being the number one priority, not the number six priority.
That seems like a good idea from everybody I talk to,
Well, Craig, we're out of time today, but I want to thank you very, very much for bringing this important burning issue to the attention of our listeners here on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Well, we thank, in the back communities, we thank you for running this story because the rest of the media has not really been much involved in it.
Well, thank you very much, Craig. Now, as an update, after our interview with Craig Williams was taped last week for airing today, we reached out to the county for a response, and we were told that the fire authority has implemented a new online application portal to help recruit qualified volunteers for firefighting. The county is also recruiting at firefighter career track programs in community colleges, and the county maintains that the fire authority has improved the quality and level of emergency response coverage in the rural backcountry. They say that if a station's closed, the area is not left completely uncovered because firefighters from other areas will eventually respond. How long remains to be seen. The county notes that it spends more than the national average on firefighting and more per capita than Orange County. However, San Diego's backcountry is very large geographically, 1.5 million acres, and our rural areas are dry in these drought-stricken times and prone to Santa Ana winds that have historically fueled catastrophic fires. Unlike urban communities elsewhere that can safely spend less. The County Fire Authority claims to have a 10.5-minute average response time with 90% of calls responded to within 20 minutes. Still, that is too long to save a home on fire or a person suffering a medical emergency such as a heart attack. Fire and medical experts we consulted all agree. And the problem has gotten worse, believe it or not, since our interview with Craig Williams, according to a second whistleblower at a major fire district who spoke with us this week under condition we not publish his name for fear of retribution at his job. This whistleblower told us that on Wednesday, April 16th, seven rural fire stations were completely dark. He named five of them. We called them all and found no answer at all five. By contrast, other stations we called as a spot check all had somebody answering their phones who could confirm that there were firefighters on duty. even more disturbing. Our source told us that this situation will be getting, quote, boatloads worse in the next week or so, because, he said, CAL FIRE has hired away San Diego County Fire Authority volunteers to help CAL FIRE in wildfire season, leaving a gaping hole in the County Fire Authority that it has not filled in its rural stations. According to our source, who is not a firefighter and has no vested interest, the solution would be for the county to increase volunteer stipends to $200 a day so that volunteers can afford to give up their day jobs. Mr. Williams agreed with that assessment. The county's entire budget for volunteer firefighter stipends is just $1.4 million, according to the County Fire Authority. This raises an intriguing question. If someone dies because the fire station near their home is closed due to lack of staffing, might the county be at risk of a costly wrongful death lawsuit? Perhaps not investing in higher stipends to attract enough firefighters to protect our rural areas adequately may prove penny wise, pound foolish.